Our first reading this morning comes from Colossians 3, verses 12 to 17. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Our second reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 25 to 27. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Patrick.
Good morning, all. My name is Patrick. I'm the curate here at Christ the King. A very warm welcome to all of you who are listening in and watching in at home. We live in difficult times because of COVID-19, times of potential isolation, physically and mentally, times of fear, times of disconnect, times of potential threat from the virus itself. Today, for many, would have normally been a time where extended families meet to celebrate Mothering Sunday, but because of COVID-19, that won't be possible. But we'd like to perhaps unpack this morning that can Mothering Sunday, coupled with the readings that we've had today, provide us with some direction in this difficult time? Perhaps an antidote, not of course for the virus itself, but for the isolation, the disconnect and fear that's felt by so many. Also, we understand Mothering Sunday is not a joyful occasion for everyone, for all kinds of reasons, depending on relationships with mothers. But just for a moment, I'd like to unpack something called mother as a verb. It's written by Gloria Furman. She's a writer and contribution to crosswalk.com. She says this: whether we have zero biological children or 12, our opportunities to nurture others and mother others in the faith are overwhelming. Adopted mother's mother, fostering mother's mother, biological mother's mother. The nurturing work of motherhood is not constrained to biological birth alone. In addition, aunts can mother, nieces can mother, and sisters can mother. In short, it's not just being a mother that's important. It's the importance of a mothering character that enables love, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. In these troubling times, something for the whole community to think about. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, accept my thoughts as pleasing to you and the meditations of our heart. In your name, as the Father, as the Son and as the Holy Spirit. Some years back, Emma and I were invited to a very posh country club by some friends. She was expecting our daughter. We also took William along with us, who's my son from my first marriage. Now, William at that time was only 4, and we sat down in this sort of very posh lounge, and the children and our friend's children and William went into this sort of play section of the room. Anyway, no more than a minute had gone through, and William came out in tears. I took William back in, and there was just one other set of children in the room. So he seemed fine. After another minute or so, he came back and he was in tears again. And I went in and everything seemed fine. Another minute went by and he came out again, also in tears. At this point, Emma gets up and she goes into the room and notices that there's two other children in there throwing things at William and our friend's children. Now at this, Emma walks back into the lounge, this very posh country club, and says, "Excuse me, whoever those children belong to, 3 times my son's gone in there and 3 times he's come back in tears. Pack it in." So I'm just wondering what gives this sort of lioness heart to my wife Emma? What also gives a nurturing heart? What gives a caring heart? What makes mothers this way? A dictionary definition of mothering puts it like this: to treat a person with great kindness and love and to try to protect them from anything dangerous or difficult. What a poignant thing in these times that we live in. The Old Testament book of Judges gives another definition with the example of Deborah. This is from compellingtruth.org. All women can follow Deborah's example to encourage, nurture and train those around them to live a mature, effective and honouring life. So what I'd like to unpack this morning is 3 things. Mothering as a calling into community, mothering that creates community, and finally, mothering that cares for community. First of all, mothering as a calling into community. Looking at John's Gospel. The New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield describes crucifixion as an act of state terror. It was certainly a horrendous thing, actually designed to remove the identity of the victim, but we know that our Lord and Saviour rose again. His identity through his resurrection became eternal at that point. But during the horrific act of crucifixion, Jesus says a number of things on the cross. So what does Jesus decide to say during the agony of these final moments? Well, first of all, he saves one of the criminals and forgives the soldiers. He cries out to God, his Father. And here in the Gospel of John, sandwiched in between saving the criminal and crying out to the Father, we see Jesus speaking to Mary, his mother, and to John. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. So what makes this so important? That is the penultimate thing Jesus says before he dies. Well, beneath the cross, Christian community and fellowship is being born. Beneath the cross, the relationship between Mary and John, as directed by Christ, heralds the point of understanding that we all become members of the family that Jesus died for. And beneath the cross, we see the end of Jesus' active worldly ministry. But in Mary as mother and John as son, we see the importance of Christian family and its role to actively minister in the community and to the world. Tasker puts it like this: so while he hangs on the cross, he bids his mother and beloved disciple find in their attachment to himself the basis of a new spiritual relationship to one another. In short, mothering brings love, understanding and oneness to family and to community. Secondly, mothering that creates community. What does one secular organisation say about mothering? As it happens, something quite encouraging that parallels with St John's version of Christian community. Gloria Steinem, writer and one of the founders of the Women's Media Centre, puts it like this: but when mother is a verb, as in to mother, to be mothered, then the best of human possibilities come into our imaginations. To mother is to care about the welfare of another person as much as one's own. To mother depends on empathy and thoughtfulness, noticing and caring. To mother is the only paradigm in which the strong and the weak are perfectly matched in mutual interests. Biblically, these thoughts, of course, are nothing new. Let's note the parallels here with Paul's writing. First of all, to mother is to care about the welfare of another person as one's own. Well, in Paul's words in 12 to 14, the verses that we've just read, he talks about holy and being holy and dearly loved. He talks about compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. He talks about forgiveness. Over all these virtues, he talks about love. So mothering in Christian community centres on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. We bear with one another and love one another as God loves us through Jesus. Mothering in Christian community centres on forgiveness. Welfare is reinforced through love as mother's primary virtue. Secondly, to mother depends on empathy and thoughtfulness, noticing and caring. Well, Paul says, the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. We're called to peace and we are called to be thankful. Christ dwells among us richly and we have gratitude in our hearts. The heart of mothering in a Christian community has its foundation in the peace of Christ. Empathy, thoughtfulness, noticing and caring flow from the wisdom of God. The message of Christ dwells in a mothering heart. And finally, to mother is the only paradigm in which the strong and the weak are perfectly matched in mutual interest. Verse 17 says this, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. There is no better place for the strong and weak to be perfectly matched in mutual interest than in words and deeds done in the name of the Lord Jesus, whilst giving thanks to God the Father. The spirit of mothering is essential in the creation of community, especially in these times. And finally, mothering that cares for. We go back to John 19, 25 to 27. Note what Jesus says. He does not say to John, here is my mother, but he says, here is your mother. Not only is the community of Christ being formed at the foot of the cross, the highest standard of care for the community is being enabled through the characteristics of mothering. John provides care and a home for Mary, very important in those times. But also, John is called in to become a son to Mary with the heart of Jesus. He gives life to Mary through the heart of Jesus via the Holy Spirit. And with the same gesture, Mary becomes John's mother. Mary will provide care through mothering John. And the community, because she has not only been the mother of Christ, but also the disciple of Christ. She gives life to the beloved disciple John as the mother of Jesus. She gives life to the community as the mother of Jesus. Christian women give life to the Christian and wider communities through mothering. This is something we can all learn from, especially, dare I say it, us men. So, in these concerning times of COVID-19, times of isolation, times of fear, times of disconnect, and times of threat, how can all mothers give life to their families, relatives, friends, neighbours, and community? How can we all give thanks for and to our own mothers? And perhaps most importantly, how can we serve, care for, minister and love those who are finding this day and these times difficult? By simply suggesting that we all, in the words of Paul, let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. Since as members of one body we are called to peace and be thankful. Even in hard times we give thanks to the Lord with a mothering heart that calls, creates and cares for the communities we live in. Amen.